Time now, the Medusa pregame show, to visit with Scott Sandlin, head coach of the Minnesota Duluth Bulldogs. Coach, when things are going right for you guys on the scoreboard, what's going right for you on the ice?
Well, I think a lot of it's when we're having possession of the puck, when we've got our feet moving, like we use our speed. I think that's a big part of it. Lately we've been not quite doing that as much, and you know, we're getting opportunities, but again, the last couple of games just not burying them. So we got to get back to that. I think that's a huge part of our game, and whether it's pressure and pucks and trying to create turnovers and using our speed, that's what we need to do.
Tom Cerutori loves the diversity of your defensive core in particular. Do you agree with him?
Yeah, it's kind of aside from Andy, who's seems like he's been around forever. He's played a ton of minutes. You know, we don't have necessarily, like some other teams, the big names. You know, we've got some older guys. We've got a good mix in there. I mean, we've got only the one senior in Derek Johnson. But, you know, those guys have done a pretty good job. You know, I mean, first of all, they need to defend. We're not like North Dakota where they've got a higher powered offense from back there. But those guys have contributed a little bit more. We made it kind of a little bit of a point of emphasis to try and have those guys contribute more this year. And So far, they've done a little bit better than last year as far as scoring goals.
Your second year in this tournament, as an event as a whole, do you like it and do your guys like it?
Yeah, you know, last year was obviously fun because we got to the final game, but, and it turned out to be a heck of a game. But both games, even playing Minnesota State, the overtime game before was fun. And, it's kind of getting back to the old WCHA roots. I think everyone appreciates that. You know, those rivalries are still pretty intense, and I think it makes it a little more intriguing with three conferences now in this tournament versus just one. But I know our guys enjoyed it, and disappointed to lose, but overall I thought the tournament took a good step forward in the first year.
Your opponent today, Bemidji State, certainly had it going right before break, stubbed their toes last week, but what have you noticed about them?
Well, again, I think I say this all the time. Every time you play Bemidji, they're gonna compete very hard. They're going to work hard. They're a more skilled team this year. Obviously, goaltending between Walsh and Bitzer, those guys have played well. You know, their record's misleading. I saw a lot of the games early in the year. Could have went either way, and then aside from last weekend, they were playing very well and kind of on a little bit of a roll. So both teams are kind of in the same boat, kind of hungry to get back in that win column. So I just expect it to be a typical Duluth Bemidji game, very intense, tight checking, and it's going to come down to the mistakes or special teams.
Tom mentioned Wednesday night on his coach's show that you two were talking about the last time you guys played in this building, and I think the quote was from you that the two of you said hockey back about 20 years, but that certainly was a good year for you guys.
Yeah, it turned out to be good. I said 5 years. I think maybe now as we go away year by year, it might be 20, but they played their game and got the win, but in hindsight, it probably was the best thing for us. We got to rest some guys and not have to get him into a second or third game, but, and good for them because they needed to win the tournament to move on. And, so it worked out pretty good. But hopefully this game will be a lot better. I expect it to be a lot better.
Thanks for your time, Scott.
Yeah, thank you.